Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring a discussion on Rashtriya Ekta Divas 2025, commemorating 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The participants are Mukesh Ranjan, senior journalist, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
A warm welcome to our listeners on Akashvani, and today we will be discussing about the Rashtriya Ekta Divas, or the National Unity Day, that is to be held tomorrow at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat. On this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi would also be visiting Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat tomorrow and the day after to inaugurate the foundation stone of development projects and infrastructure worth 1,140 crore rupees. And day after, there would be the celebrations of the Rashtriya Ekta Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Mr. Ranjan, a warm welcome to you on this discussion.
Thank you.
Mr. Ranjan, for the benefit of our listeners, do explain to us the importance of the National Unity Day or the Rashtriya Ekta Divas. From 1947 onwards, we take it for granted, India being a union of states and union territories. How did that all come about? What was the efforts of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the time to ensure that the India that we understand today is a result of all the hard work and effort he put in then?
When we got independence in 1947, India was comprised of several princely states. Issue was this, that all princely states became independent after India's independence. So unless they were accessed, they were unified with the Union of India, there was nothing called India per se, because India was divided among 262 princely states. So all these states needs to be brought on board to make India a united nation. So for that purpose, Sardar Patel, being the Home Minister of the country, was responsible for bringing all those princely states as part of Union of India. So in that effort, he did a lot of things. Few of the princely states willingly came to join Indian Union. There were few like Hyderabad and Junagadh, kind of princely states were not ready to naturally join the Union of India. But it was the steel will of Sardar Patel that brought all those 561 princely states to India. One princely state that was ruled by Raja Hari Singh in Jammu and Kashmir, the accession of Jammu and Kashmir remained partial. So it took, I think, around 75 years to get Jammu and Kashmir completely assimilated with the Union of India. Now, why is this so important? It's because India is a very diverse country. And since independence, we have cultural diversity, linguistic diversities. Even in our food habits, we are very diverse. But these diversities are beauties of India. So reassuring the people of the country that we are united despite our diversities, it's a wonderful event to commemorate Sardar Patel birth anniversary as Ekta Divas. It's a wonderful idea, and it is a fitting tribute to Sardar Patel by celebrating such an event on his birthday, that is October 31st.
Let's now hear what our Home Minister Amit Shah, who addressed a press conference early today in Patna, Bihar, had to say about the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations that is to take place tomorrow.
वैसे तो हर 31 अक्टूबर को 2014 से एक परेड का आयोजन होता है, परंतु चूंकि ये 150वीं जयंती है, इस बार विशेष आयोजन किया गया है और गृह मंत्रालय ने ये भी तय किया है कि आज के बाद हर 31 अक्टूबर को इसी प्रकार की भव्य परेड का आयोजन होगा। इस बार रन फॉर यूनिटी को भी बड़े स्तर पर आयोजित करने का निर्णय लिया गया है। उसके बाद देश का प्रत्येक नागरिक देश की एकता और अखंडता के लिए शपथ लेने का भी कार्यक्रम आयोजित किया गया है। इस बार विशेष 150वीं जयंती के उपलक्ष में एक भारत पर्व का आयोजन एकता नगर में किया है, जो 1 नवंबर से 15 नवंबर भगवान बिरसा मुंडा की जयंती तक चलेगा।
The Rashtriya Ekta Divas, which has been held since 2014 onwards, and what is so significant this time? How would we compare that to the 26th of January in terms of the celebration itself?
The government has put up a mega plan to celebrate it by holding parade, holding cultural programs, holding a kind of a tableaus would be shown there. And this way, around thousands of policemen from central paramilitary forces and the state police forces are going to participate in the parade. And as per the plan, all 38 states and union territories have been divided in zones, and each zone is going to be represented by state police forces. All the paramilitary forces, say the BSF, CRPF, ITBP, SSB, CISF, all will be participating. Even BSF's camel contingent will be participating in the parade. Similarly, the only one defense element is going to be there when there will be a flypast where Indian Air Force aircrafts will fly over the Statue of Unity. And how it is different from that Republic Day parade, the difference is that on the Kartavya Path, what we witness is the military might of India, where weapon systems are displayed, and it happens to be event conducted by the Defense Ministry. Whereas this Unity Parade is being conducted by Ministry of Home Affairs, and the lead organization to conduct and hold this event is Border Security Force. Where, interestingly, this time around the two Indian breed dogs, which are part of BSF, is going to be showcased during the parade.
Let's now hear what our correspondent from Ahmedabad, Aparna Kunt, had to report on the laying of the foundation stone of infrastructure projects at Ekta Nagar.
Today's inauguration and foundation laying ceremonies have actually cemented a clear strategy of using development with the core principles of unity and sustainability. The inaugurated projects signal a massive push for green future. The launch of e-bus charging depot and a fleet of 25 electric buses is a critical step in green mobility. This isn't just an upgrade, actually it's a commitment to a zero emission zone, which will strategically position the Statue of Unity area as the global model for ecotourism. I think equally important and impactful is the inauguration of Birsa Munda Tribal University. Its significance actually goes beyond education. It embodies inclusive national development. By empowering the local tribal communities through higher education, it will strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The foundation stone for Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India is perhaps the most profound cultural project. This museum will narrate the complex story of more than 560 princely states that Sardar Patel had unified. It transforms the visitor experience into a historical pilgrimage, which will deepen the national integration, national appreciation for unity, and that effort that forged the modern India. Further, I think the focus on tourism in projects such as rainforest project and essential accessibility upgrades like the travelators at Statue of Unity and jetty development, these will ensure that the destination is both ecologically diverse and universally accessible. In a sense, the message from Ekta Nagar is very powerful. Every new bus, every new institution, and every foundation stone, especially the Royal Museum, is a dual investment. It's an investment in robust tourism infrastructure and in the unifying ideals of the nation, which will act as a blueprint for sustainable and cohesive growth.
What is happening in Ekta Nagar right now in terms of their vikas, their development, part of what's happening all across the country?
Now, if we particularly speak about Ekta Nagar, Ekta Nagar is an area inhabited by the tribals. Majority population who inhabits the region are tribals. So now with this Statue of Unity being there, it makes that place important and the focus of the government gets a special attention. So that place gets special attention from the government. Now there are two aspects of this developmental initiatives. The first is because a lot of people are visiting there, and if the transport system is not proper and environmental friendly, then it will damage the surrounding area and the Statue of Unity also. So Prime Minister is going to basically inaugurate a number of e-buses for the tourists and the local population who travel to that place. Secondly, a lot of tribal related initiatives are going to be taken, and that's why this celebration will start from 31st October and will end on 15th November. And 15th November is the birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. So Sardar Patel and the tribal icon, they combine together, and it's very intelligently and very aptly the whole program has been planned. So that Ekta Nagar is going to benefit a lot from these initiatives.
What is a message, Mr. Mukesh Ranjan, that Prime Minister Narendra Modi would be giving to the people of this nation at Ekta Nagar on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, like the privileges enjoyed by the Prime Minister on Independence Day and Republic Day?
Now, this is the third important national event. And this third important national event is for a cause. The first two, which is historically happening in this country, are linked to our independence and the framing of the constitution. Whereas this event is linked to unity in diversity. Successive governments since independence talked about unity in diversity, but never ever been like showcased and got translated into action. It was all talks, talks and talks only. And since this government has come, so they have basically started not only expressing unity in diversity, they have started showcasing India's unity in diversity. So this is one thing. When this Ekta Divas is celebrated, Prime Minister gives a oath of unity to the people of this country. So this oath reminds people of this country that we all belong to this nation with our unique identities. So that's a big thing to happen, which may sound to be intangible, but it has a very tangible impact on the health of the nation.
Mukesh Ranjanji, for the benefit of our listeners, what is Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat?
Now, Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat is a slogan which was coined and given by the Prime Minister himself. One thing is for sure, that if we are not united, we cannot become great. And our greatness lies in our unity. And if we are not united, our adversaries, our enemies can take advantage of our differences. So we need to live unitedly with our differences. I'm using the word differences in place of diversity, in a sense that there is a very thin line between diversity and differences. So never allow our diversity to become differences. So this is a reiteration of our sense of unity amidst diversity.
So apart from commemorating the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhai Patel, the 150th birth anniversary, Prime Minister Narendra Modi would also be refocusing on Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi, Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat and Kashi Tamil Sangamam for further strengthening of the bond, the unity and the integrity of India. Could you simplify this for the benefit of our listeners?
Now, like Kashi Tamil Sangamam, on two occasions the events took place, one in Banaras, another in Tamil Nadu. So basically these are the oldest linguistic heritage of India, and historically, time immemorial, this used to happen earlier. And at a social level, we used to like showcase our unity at a social level, which has got a government support this time. And the two distinct cultures were brought on a single platform and exchange of views. These are the things that makes India a Shresth Bharat.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi would also be interacting with officer trainees of the 100th Common Foundation course of Aarambh 7.0. Just coming back to your point about ensuring territorial integrity of India, which has been started by Sardar Vallabhai Patel, which ensured that India's independence was intact in terms of its territory integrity. And Mukesh Ranjanji, once again, it's been our honor and privilege to have you on this program, and I'm sure our listeners also agree that patriotism is extremely important if you wish to be called a citizen of India. Thank you so much, Mukesh Ranjanji, for speaking to us on Akashvani about the importance and what's going to happen tomorrow and day after on the occasion of the Rashtriya Ekta Divas.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Rashtriya Ekta Divas 2025, commemorating 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The participants were Mukesh Ranjan, senior journalist, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Insights.